Hi, I'm David Soper with Radio Entrepreneur, and today we are broadcasting from the Brewster Building in downtown Plymouth. We are high above Plymouth today on a beautiful late fall day, and my guest is Will Shane of the Alternative Board. Will, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, David. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're excited to have you. Today we're going to find out a little bit about what you do and what the Alternative Board does. I know it's easy to read a website, but I like to hear first person on what it is that you actually do and how you interact with the business community. And you said Plymouth Center, correct?
That's the center of my business, absolutely.
Okay, great. So tell us a little bit about the Alternative Board and how it was formed, or if it's a franchise, or
sure. Well, the Alternative Board is a business model that I have embraced in order to work with small business owners around the area. My business takes me as high as the Quincy area, down here to Plymouth, over to Fall River, and I work the Cape as well. But it's an opportunity for small business owners once a month to come into what would be otherwise known as a peer advisory board, a board of advisors-like meeting where they have an opportunity to collectively, in a non-competitive but very confidential setting, share best practices as well as introduce challenges in their business and utilize the collective wisdom that's sitting around that table to solve problems and get on with the business. I think the chief advantage to a program like this, to a model like that, is really the accountability that's driven out of the system. Nobody wants to disappoint one of their fellow colleagues in terms of a commitment they made the month before, the year before. They want to follow through, they want to do things, and that they find that their productivity goes up immensely.
Well, that's great. So how long have you been the owner of the Alternative Board?
I actually started, this is a franchise. I purchased it 4 years ago. I was coming out of being a president CEO of a medical device startup company in Ohio. I had a weakness in that company. I didn't have a good board of advisors. I didn't really have a decent board of directors, but I had inherited it from the prior CEO who had left. But in my moving around the great state of Ohio, I ended up meeting a legal fellow that actually gave a lawyer that gave presentation on how to start a board of advisors on a dime. And just that discussion got me thinking about the many years of service and experience I had developed in business, and was it possible I could be one of those coach type people? So doing a little bit of due diligence on the web, finding some opportunities, screening a number of things, I ended up with the Alternative Board, a company out of the Denver, Colorado area, and there are approximately 200 of us worldwide. I'm the only one here along the South Shore. There's one other that's handling Western Metro Boston, but the next closest are Hartford and Long Island. But we are a community of executive certified business coaches, executive meaning that we work at the presidential, CEO, general manager level. And it's just a great opportunity, I think, to give back some of what I've learned and utilize and leverage the other workers, the other business people that are on the boards to make magic happen.
Well, that's exciting and with an opportunity where most people are coming near the end of their career, they might just say, this could be a way for me to stay relevant, to stay, you know, involved in the business community,
sure,
and engage other business owners and pass on your some of your errors and some of your wisdom, because nobody grows without mistakes. And having a coach is a very important thing, and having somebody put together a kind of a curriculum, if you will, of how to get things done and have a peer group to be able to bounce things off of is very, very valuable for a lot of businesses, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they find you? Is it a word of mouth? Is it online?
Sure.
Or is it referral in? Or?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. And I think that as the business evolves, that model changes, is how you find clients, how they find you. Certainly in the beginning, I was a classic cold caller. And much like many individuals, I wasn't too crazy about that. But utilizing telemarketing services to get out there, utilizing purchased databases of individuals, we blasted out to thousands and thousands to try to get information going. We used the print media to put my profile out there and get moving. That led to my first board. We're literally able to find six business owners that were interested. But I, over the years, have not found that to be a very productive way to go forward.
Right.
Plymouth was a new community for my wife and I, so I wasn't coming into my hometown. I wasn't coming into an area that I lived in. We were brand new. I had no brand, either personal or professional, when I got here. So I have embraced the notion of a lot of volunteerism, being out in front of the community. I've done a number of different committees for the town of Plymouth. I'm currently on the Distinguished Visitors Committee. I've been active in several chambers, and so you get your name out and your face out there. I give presentations regularly at the Plymouth Chamber of Commerce, where I'm an ambassador. I'm also an ambassador at the Cape Cod Canal Region Chamber. So you meet a lot of people, you get into a lot of networking opportunities, and you're able to, you know, learn more about businesses. That said, I have a strategic alliance now with the Cape Cod Canal Region. We have a CEO board that's been formed down there. They do most of the marketing for me. So they're doing email blasts on a regular basis. But I have found that the whole notion of networking followed by a really formal referral process that I use just gets my name out there. And over the last 4 years, I've been able to build what I think is a credible brand in terms of my commitment to my clients and what I can deliver in terms of results for them. And that's worked out. So cold calling is very minimal at this point. I'm probably a fledgling kind of guy in the new social media areas. I have a website. I have satellite websites. I have a Facebook page. I post as often as I possibly can. But my business just in the last year has doubled. And so I'm just getting accustomed to the new workload and working through that. And with respect to that, I still want to have a balance in life. I want to be able to take time off when I feel like it. I want to do the things I want to do. So I'm also a trustee at the National Marine Life Center in Buzzards Bay. That keeps me busy with seals and turtles.
Cool.
And I'm a trustee at Cape Cod Community College, representing the Plymouth area.
So how did you get on the board for like the community college?
Boy, it's all that networking I did, all those people that I met.
Really? Okay.
And so when you cozy up to somebody and you're just talking, you find out that they're executive director of a SEAL center, you know, you start having a conversation. My background, I had a bachelor's degree in microbiology, and a master's degree of all things cellular immunology, which eminently qualifies me for being a business coach, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can see it.
So you meet people like that, and I guess that marine biology side of me came on. And another networking event, I met the president of Cape Cod Community College, John Cox. He had an opening. We talked. It only took a year, but as one of his outgoing efforts, Governor Deval Patrick gave me, he threw me the bone, and I decided to take advantage of that.
So you're having the time of your life then?
Yeah, sort of, yeah. I mean, you know, I haven't reached the level of income that I had when I was in corporate America, but I got a great balance, and so I'm doing the things I want to do. And even at my young age, I mean, you get up in the morning, you want to go someplace, you want to do something. So that's what I like most about all of this.
Great. So tell us some of the biggest hurdles that entrepreneurs or even established businesses that you're finding have today you're very good about being discreet. Just give us an idea, a little flavor of some of the biggest hurdles that owners have today in the current business climate.
Well, there's a wide range of challenges that go on there. And since I work with companies as small as 100,000, and right now my largest client is about 21 million, you know, there's a whole different host of issues. I can classify them as sales and marketing and customer service.
Right.
But the relative level or the depth of the specifics of those challenges are a little bit different. But I was at a board meeting this morning with companies that ranged in size from 250,000 up to about 3 million.
Yep.
And three of them have significant personnel issues.
Oh,
so
really?
Two of them just in the last week received news that very trusted and high-level employees of theirs, people that they depend on. One, unfortunately, has come down with cancer, and it's pancreatic cancer. It's very serious. He may beat it, but chances are this is going to be a career-ending issue for him. You know, he's going to have to watch his health, but he's not going to be able to work. Somebody else had cancer as well. It was a long-standing thing, but she finally got word from a physician she should really retire and reduce the anxiety and stress of a work environment. So there you have two examples of companies that have key employees. They're small businesses, and every employee counts. You lose one, you might be losing a quarter of your workforce or 10% of your workforce. And now they're going to struggle with trying to find capable individuals. They need to find those individuals that pay scales that they can afford. And rather than focusing on those critical success factors that we agreed were most important to drive their businesses forward, now they got a hiring issue.
Right. Now, with the alternative board, are you able to find organically employees with possible cross-pollination between companies that you say, well, I know this business just had a key employee lost. Have you been able to help them fill an employment void?
Sure. So I can offer that service as well. I work with agencies that we partner up. I have tools to utilize to help people develop the kind of job specifications and requirements in order to go out there and know who to look for. I can provide them with some help and strategies in terms of going out and using new media, moving into areas like Indeed.com and Craigslist, and finding those right individuals. I can help them also improve their hiring or interviewing strategies so that people don't get hung up on just the hard copy paperwork the hard skills that they see on that paperwork and are being communicated. Prospective employees are just really cagey out there. They have all sorts of access to interviewing strategies. They know the kind of questions they're going to be asked. They can present themselves, package themselves up. They can use professionals to really, polish up
coach
their
up.
Resumes, coach them. Oh, there's coaches. You have to watch out for them. Mm. And that said, we try to dive into a little bit deeper. We try to go into soft skills, and I give them strategies for doing that. Sometimes it's a modification or revision to their interviewing questions to try to get people to open up. And when you get those kind of leading questions,
right,
and that to get to the heart of something, you'd be surprised how people start to talk. Then you start to see the real person behind that. So it's hard sometimes to find people that have the proper work ethic, that are going to think like owners, even though they're not owners. They're hard to find. But then I coach them also on the whole notion of onboarding individuals so that they get off to a good start, and ultimately retention strategies, because turnover is a problem too.
Right.
And, of course, today, I as a baby boomer have now been outnumbered by the millennials.
Yeah.
So they are the leading factor out there. And I've got to tell you, the first couple of years of my practice, I think we were at war with the millennials. The owners were just really always saying bad things, and where's their work ethic? You can't go to war with your millennials. You're going to have to find a way to adopt. And so I'm finding individuals that have had businesses for 20, 30 years starting to modify their approach.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to work on flex hours and doing the kind of things that will motivate these individuals, because it certainly is less expensive to find one good person, train them, integrate them into the company, work around their some of their requirements, than to have to repeat this process over and over and over.
This sounds like a very fascinating, interesting business that you have, multifaceted, very stimulating, and also very challenging and stressful at times, like a lot of the businesses. But I've enjoyed our dialogue today, Will. If you could just tell everybody the best way to reach you and what you have to offer, I think our audience would be wise to contact you.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, David. I think the easiest way to find me is to go to my website, www.tab, that's Taurus Alpha Bravo, -Plymouth.com. So tab-Plymouth.com. All of my contact information is up there. And if you're in the Plymouth area, ask anybody. I'm a Plymouth Lion as well, so I know the community. And by the way, I was Lion of the Year 2 years ago, so that was pretty, pretty neat as well. And I think you ask around. I have clients that have been with me for 4 years. You may meet them on the street. From this view, from the area, I can see these people. But ask around. And my brand is my name. My name is my brand, and I want to be here forever.
Good for you. Yeah. Congratulations. And hey, it's good to see you down here on the South Shore making a difference. I'm David Soper with Radio Entrepreneur. We're at the Brewster Park building today. Sky high here, overlooking this treetops. Beautiful building. Some space to rent if you're interested. And I'm from Wicked Local Marketing. And today we are signing off from the Brewster Park building in Plymouth. Thank you.